Kids Smoke Alarms will help protect your family.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the parade.
It's showtime.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggin-Kiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggin-Kiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggin-Kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
You little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Crossed over.
Whoa.
Wow.
That one hurts.
Rough.
That is rough.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Rockefeller. They need to change that song. I'll be rich as Warren Buffett.
On the sunny
sun aside, a little street. Well, I had to put a new ink cartridge in my printer because I ran out of ink printing out all the emails from people who loved that Hal Jolson made an appearance yesterday.
Oh, wow. I bet.
What a reaction.
Out of ink?
Unbelievable. I'll just read a random email. Frank, I actually feel sorry for anybody who wasn't listening yesterday, November 4th. I never even knew Al Jolson had a grandson. I'm only in my 30s, but I've always been fascinated by Al Jolson,
wow.
who many referred to as the world's greatest entertainer.
Hmm.
What a pleasure to hear Hal sing on your show, especially the Johnny Landoff jingle.
Who wrote that email?
Lydia Macarena.
Macarena, like
Lydia,
the song?
Like the song, Macarena. That's, yeah, Lydia,
oh.
Lydia Macarena.
Oh.
Please, 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 I think I speak for many, try to have Hal on again. And that's just, you know, that's just an example. There are many that were very similar to that. They loved Hal Jolson, so I want to thank Hal for stopping by. And I know you guys enjoyed him.
Oh yeah.
You always enjoy the guests that I bring in. Well, here we are, the fifth day of November. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, a show like no other. Because no other show wants to be like this. That's
right.
The best reason there's no other show like this. They could if they wanted to. They've heard this show, and they go, no, we don't want to be like that.
In broadcasting school, they say, listen to this show and don't do any of that.
Well, that's a good school.
Yeah.
That's good advice and a good school. We've got a few things we're going to kick around here today, as always, but no real plan. There's no plan, and you can alter whatever plans we do have with a simple phone call. I will give you the numbers now. I'll give them later. We'll do the Burke segment. We'll take some calls. It's Tuesday. Joe Hipperson's coming in. He's going to tell us what's out in the world of music and movies on DVDs. Our numbers are 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, and there are more lines coming in for that number than for the 888 number, so that's the one you want to really lock in. 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And I know we have Burke segment because I talked to Dan earlier and he's all excited about some audio. So, Pion, if you don't mind, we'll start with Dan. How's that?
Oh, that's fine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Levi Strauss. What do you have, Dan?
Oh, thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
My daughter Alyssa is in high school. And
I don't believe you've ever mentioned her before.
No, I try not to mention her at all, but
yeah.
She's at Oakville High School and she's in three different choirs at Oakville. She's in CCM, which is choir, which is...
You don't know what it means.
Chamber. No, wait a minute. It's concert. It's concert, chamber.
No, you don't
something
know. Clue.
Okay. She's in three different choirs. One of them is chorale choir. She's also in also...
That would be CC, I believe.
Women's Chorale, WC.
WCC.
WCC, yeah.
He didn't even know what that is.
Yeah. Wow. So okay. She's in there, and she's
what's
also...
What's that third choir?
It is madrigals.
That sounds
madrigals.
Heavy.
I know.
That sounds like some heavy Baroque sort of, chamber stuff.
No, it includes guys in that one.
Ah, Okay.
So, and the CCM is guys too. That's the biggest choir.
What does CCM stand for again?
Something know. Chamber mixed choir.
Okay.
Chamber choir mixed. That's it.
Wow.
Okay. We'll buy that.
And she's in all suburban choir also, which is kids from. They are. They have to audition for all suburban, and they have to audition for all state. But
And we mentioned earlier, do not show up bringing your kid to or taking him from that practice in a Ford Explorer. It's an all suburban choir.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. You have to be in a Chevy Suburban.
Yeah. So it's all suburban. It's an all suburban honors choir, and it's kids from high schools from all around the area, and there are some really talented kids. And I was going to play something from Oakville last night. Had their concert. The Women's Chorale Choir, and they did Blackbird by the Beatles, and it was just totally awesome.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these tiny wings and learn to fly.
And then
thank you.
And then Sunday, last Saturday they had the All Suburban concert, and they did about four or five songs, and the last song they did was this big gospel uplifting song. It reminds you of Sister Act, and there were four soloists in there, and there's one soloist, and I'll get to that before we do that, and I'll tell you about this soloist, because when we talked about it a little bit yesterday, her dad called, and then she called, and the mom, so they're all listening right now. So,
well, let me jump in here and just say something about what you're doing that I think is pretty admirable. Never during the entire time my kids were little did I spotlight anything any other kid did. You know, it was all about my kids, or I wasn't going to do it. Here you are putting front and center in the spotlight some child other than your own.
Yeah.
I think that's admirable. Yeah. It's not even Alyssa that we're talking about in this case.
No,
it's another kid.
Yeah, and that'll be in the all-suburban. Her name's Kara Jacobson, and she is incredible. I mean, just incredible. But you'll hear her do a solo. But right now,
she's so good that if she were on The Voice, all the chairs would turn around?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. So right now, this is the Oakville Women's Chorale Choir doing a little bit of Blackbird.
Good.
I know.
Or conductor, or whose hands are they in?
Paula Martin.
She must be pretty good. I can tell you something. That didn't sound like a bunch of 14, 15-year-olds or teenagers.
Oh, no.
That sounded like mature, seasoned singers.
Oh, they are. They're incredible. And actually, Mrs. Martin has had several kids go on to try out for American Idol and make it to Hollywood.
Now, does she pick bird songs because her name is Martin?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't,
fly,
I don't
Robin,
know.
Fly.
I don't know. So the next one is from a concert that we went to on Saturday, and this is the All Suburban Honors Choir, and Kara Jacobson. She did a solo. She's from Parkway North. She's a senior at Parkway North. My daughter is also in this choir, but she's a 2-time All-State choir recipient too. And she also gives some vocal lessons and stuff like that. So
is Alyssa singing in this group?
Yes, Alyssa is singing in this group too.
I'll see if I can pick her out.
Yeah, you won't be able to pick her out. But
how many singers are we talking about?
Oh man, I don't
30,
know.
50?
Probably, yeah, I would think at least 30.
Okay.
Probably at least 30 of them. But this was the last song, and it was more, it reminded me so much of Sister Act.
Do you know the name of this gospel song?
the part that Kara did was Amazing Grace.
Okay.
So, and I'm not sure. I don't know if the whole song's Amazing Grace. I just got into it, and I thought, holy cow, this is Sister Act all over again.
All right.
So this is the All Suburban Honors Choir, 11th and 12th grade, and Kara Jacobson doing a solo.
And this is Parkway.
She's from Parkway North. Okay. She's a Parkway. This is from, these are kids from schools.
All different schools.
Yeah, all different schools.
All right, here we go.
That's it.
Somebody's a pretty good teacher.
Man, I'll tell you what. I don't remember choir.
It was like Sister Act.
I know.
That is what it reminds me.
I know. I don't remember choir. I was in choir in junior high in school. I don't remember ever singing like that or hearing any choirs like that. They're incredible.
Now, there aren't any slackers, I'm guessing, in there. That person that kind of moves their mouth, but they're not really singing. I got a feeling you got to, individually, they check you out. You got to really know how
you
to
have
sing.
To audition for that choir. You have to audition for, well, you have to audition for all of them, but all the schools, they do the All Suburban Honor Choir, and they take only a select few from each school.
What if there's a really good singer who lives in the city? Is that kid just automatically out because it's the all suburban choir? Sorry, you live in the city.
Yeah,
probably.
If it's all suburban, it's all suburban.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that'd be sad.
And then they have a chance to try out for Allstate. So that Kara made Allstate. Alyssa tried out for Allstate. She didn't make it this year.
The insurance company? She's not going to be able to work for them?
Yeah,
I know. Allstate insured, you're in good hands with Allstate.
I said, that's okay.
She'll get State Farm or something.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
That was actually very good.
Yeah,
that was some good music. Now, sadly, if Alyssa, your daughter, wants to really make it, she's going to have to get with somebody and compose and sing something like "What Does the Fox Say?" Because that's what the country seems to
get
be
a viral
in.
Video. Yeah.
Now, we didn't do this yesterday. Well, you know what? I'll save it. We'll finish the Burt segment, but I want Peon for those of you like me who are not hip, not plugged in, connected to this generation of crap, there is a video that's out, and it's What Does the Fox Say? It's a song, and there's people acting out, and they got little costumes and stuff on. For the life of me, I don't know why this is a big deal. It's just stupid, but we'll get to that in a minute. Dan, did you have more for the Berks?
No, that was it.
All right, Peon, do you have anything?
Yeah, I got one quick
thing. All right, here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You see these all the time, these lists that come out, and this one's by Popular Mechanics. It's 10 tips to avoid speeding tickets. Don't you love these lists?
I do.
So this is Popular Mechanics and
the first way to avoid them, by the way, is don't speed. Let me put that right up at the top.
I guess, right. But I guess this is, if you are speeding, then
what to do.
The first tip is very, very helpful. It says the very first thing is to have situational awareness. If traffic slows, there's a reason.
Whoa.
Yes.
I don't even get it.
I don't get that one either.
Traffic slows.
Making sense. I thought these were tips on you've been pulled over. The guy walks up to your car. What to do? Right. What does that got to do with
it? I don't know. This all is right. From Popular Mechanics. Go. Okay. The second says be ready for anything. There are speed traps from moving and stationary radar. LIDAR. You know what LIDAR is?
I have no idea.
L-I-D-A-R.
Oh, it's fake radar. What is it? How you spell it?
LIDAR.
I think it's fake radar. I've been through a radar detector, and I've had it go off. There's not a cop anywhere around. I think they plant transmitters that give off the radar signal to slow people down.
No, this is I had to just look it up. LIDAR is a remote sensing technology that measures distance by illuminating a target with a laser and analyzing the reflected light. So apparently that's...
And that tells them how fast you're going?
I guess. I guess it's
Go ahead.
It's a speed gun. I guess it's that. Is that different than radar?
I don't know.
Oh. But this says, so they're just naming all these traps, and then it says, In Vermont, for example, a police officer can simply make a guess of a vehicle's speed and it will stand in court.
A guess?
Yes. And that has been outlawed in most places, but not in Vermont.
Wow. How can you guess at how fast somebody's going?
Number three is, I like this one, keep a low profile. Don't call attention to yourself. A minivan in the slow lane is less likely to get a ticket than a red Ferrari.
Ooh.
Wow, that
no
took a genius
idea
to figure that out.
Number four is keep quiet. It says you present your license and registration and insurance card, and that's it. You don't have to answer anything else.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't look suspicious.
You have to
sir, where are you headed? I'm not talking.
You have to say you're asserting your right to stay silent, or please speak to my lawyer. Do it in a polite way, nice and respectful. Antagonists get the most tickets. There are no warnings for a-holes. That's what this says here.
I'm sorry, I don't think it comes off right if a cop
I'm asserting
says
my
to
right
you,
to stay silent.
Do you have any idea how fast you were going? Talk to my lawyer.
Well, it says to do it nice in a nice way.
I'm sorry, but please talk to my lawyer.
Yeah. This number five, fight every ticket, it says. In court, attacks on the legality of a speed limit sign have been known to work, just in the signs.
If you have the time,
you're right,
to go to court,
let's see.
Maybe have it postponed, come back again.
There was a case in 2009 where the Supreme Court ruled that the Sixth Amendment right to face one's accuser applies to lab tests. I don't know what that means. In California, courts have interpreted this to mean that photo tickets are not valid. So what we've heard before, that if you show up in court to face your accuser, a photo ticket, there is no accuser. So they essentially just throw it out, I guess.
And by photo ticket, you mean those
red light cameras.
Red
light,
okay.
Number six, now it says we're getting into serious ticket-fighting territory. Check for the technical calibration of radar. Usually radar evidence is admissible, presuming calibration, but in some states, any laser ticket is thrown out automatically because there's no calibration possible.
Hmm?
How about that?
Good luck with all these.
it's popular mechanics now. Check number seven, check the manual on uniform traffic control devices. If the speed limit signs aren't up to code, you can beat the ticket on a technicality. Even if the font of the size of the sign is specified, and many places hide speed cameras behind signs and bushes. There's even one behind the Welcome to DC sign. So apparently you can fight that too if they're not, in line of sight.
Who in the world knows what code is for calibrate? I mean, who knows that? You don't know that.
Yes. Number eight, it's the judge is not there to find you not guilty. The judge is part of the revenue collection machine. Give him a reason to find you not guilty. And it goes on to all the, state laws that you should look up on. And number nine, find a friend in the local police department.
Find a friend.
That's the best one yet.
Yes.
That's really the one that makes the most sense.
And number 10 is finally pressure your legislators. We need to stop federal incentives for speeding tickets. States are paid for speed enforcement. The government measures this by speeding ticket quotas. Voter pressure is banned speed and red light, which has been in the news a lot, where, pressure comes down about all these red light cameras and they end up throwing
them. It's a horrible list, by the way.
I know, but Popular Mechanics, I thought that you would be able to get some good tips from them, but apparently not so much.
Now, the red light camera thing in the city, I know McGraw's had, how many has he had?
Well, he's a law breaker.
He's had a bunch.
The tax evasion.
He's had a bunch, but
he
hasn't.
History.
He doesn't pay him. I've had one. I haven't paid it.
Yeah, I've had a couple. I have never. Yeah, because you have the right to face your accuser in any
your
court.
Your accuser is a machine.
Yes. Yeah. So.
But what happened is I talked with someone down there in the city, and they had talked with someone that's of high. In a higher office in that
very
traffic.
Very carefully evasive.
I know, in the traffic division. And they said, we can't do anything about it. Don't worry about it. So,
they basically said, throw it away.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never had one. Yeah. Never. I told you, I blew through two toll booths going into Chicago because I didn't know. I wasn't ready, and you find yourself in the wrong lane. You can't get over.
Yeah.
And I just went right through. There was no arm down, and I just went through them. And I told a couple people, and they said, oh, they got your license plate number. You're going to get a letter. It's like a $300 fine. I never got a thing. It was a year and a half ago. Never got anything. Two of them I went through like that. I'm not advising that you do that, but I never heard from anybody. What else you got?
That was it.
All right, let's shut her down. Burke segment's officially closed. Before we, let me talk to Doug real quick. Doug called in here. He's been holding. Let me see what he needs. Hello, Doug.
Hello, folks. AM and the PM in the air.
Oh, man. Thank you, Doug.
Whoa. You're in the air right now?
Yeah, Frank, you know, I'm a pilot, a career pilot, and I listened. I got to share a funny story with you, though. When flying traffic for KMOX, I listened to the Big 550.
Hey!
I love stories like that. Is that station still on the air? I thought that
LIDAR.
Station was off the air.
No, yeah,
it's a light
imaging
laser, and at 4 to 6,000 feet, it measures elevations within 2 centimeters.
Wow.
Yes, it's becoming very appealing over imagery now because the customers really want to know elevations more than as much as they want to know imagery, and that lets them know where the water's going, and that's one of the biggest things the Department of Agriculture wants to know.
Are you in the air now?
No, I'm not in the air now. Grounded today due to weather.
Okay. I was going to say, man, if you are, you're on some fantastic phone. I can't even hear the aircraft.
Oh, yeah, I'm in my phone. Well, I'm just so busy, with all that. So
Let's go back to the statement you said that'll probably get you fired, but it's the one I love. You do traffic for KMOX, but while you're up in the air doing it, you listen to this station.
Yeah. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
I just have a career death wish. But
well, I can't listen to KMOX because I fall asleep at the wheel.
This is beautiful. All right, Doug, we appreciate it.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
Bye-bye. I don't know if you guys were working with me. I knew you weren't Peon. I don't know if Dan was or not, and I think we were at KUSA, and a young woman in her 20s called, and she said, I work, and I think it was at the time KXOK or something, and she said, I just have to tell you that you're the only thing I listen to. I don't even listen to my own station. And I said, whoa. I said, do you? And she gave her name, and I said, what do you do there? She said, oh, I'm on the air part-time. And I said, not after today. You're not. And they fired her that afternoon.
Oh, man.
She called the next day, and she's in tears. They fired me. And I said, well, I would, too.
Oh,
I would have fired you.
Apparently,
you know?
They were listening, too.
Yeah, I said, you can't do that. And at the time she did it, I said, do you realize what you just did? She said, well, yeah. I mean, I just... what's wrong with that? I said, well, we'll see. And boom, fired. And she called. She's crying. She wondered if I could get her a job at the station. And I just said, look, here's some advice. For the rest of your radio career, don't call a station and tell them you like them better than the one you work for on the air. Don't do that. That's just not a good idea. I'll never forget that.
Even if you really do.
This is probably Doug's last day as a traffic reporter for that other station that I won't even mention. And I'm sorry, did I interrupt somebody who's about to say something?
No.
Boy, now we got all these calls here, and I have to break. Let me break. We'll come back. We'll take a bunch of calls today. Window World. Longtime advertiser. I'm freely admit this. I turned down. Hang on a second.
Don't bend over.
I turned down advertisers. I don't want to make it sound like I'm constantly turning them down. The people are just throwing business at us because they're not. Those days are over. But I'm pretty picky, and I refused to speak to Window World the first time they approached me. I just said, no, I don't think that's something that I want to do, and I made a mistake. I was wrong. But the reason I did it was I honestly felt that maybe it was one of those sounds too good to be true, probably is things. Windows for $189. It's got a lifetime warranty. Good housekeeping seal of approval. And I didn't bother to do my homework, and I'm sure it hurt their feelings. But rather than go, well, screw him, they came back and wanted to know if I would reconsider. But they said, this time, come to our one of our showrooms and let us show you some things. And they did. And as soon as I realized this is a first-class, extremely legitimate operation, I apologized. And I said, you know what, I couldn't have been more wrong. I'd be happy to speak for you. And now we do. And I hope we do for a long, long time. There's a 2013 tax credit, and as you probably know, we're almost through 2013. We have 7 weeks or so left in this month. And if you get Window World Windows, you get a tax credit of 10% of your purchase up to $500. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that? I don't know if that's going to be available again in 2014. As of now, there's no word on that. One of the few windows with a good housekeeping seal of approval. Lots of windows. 500 different brands? I don't know the number, but I know that they're one of the few with a good housekeeping seal of approval because it's very difficult to get. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. Number one. And in St. Louis, there are two offices. One's on the east side, one's on the west side. Illinois, Missouri. Both owned by a couple of guys who are local neighbors. They live here, just like you. So even though it's a national franchise, it's a local business. To me, when I find out that a company is owned by somebody who might live down the street from me or two blocks away or even in the same town, that changes the way I look at that business, and that's what Window World is. So the people responsible for making sure that they back up everything they say live right here. Window World. You want to check out and find out more? Call them, 314-993-1800, or go to windowworldst.louis.com.
Let's get a look at traffic, see how things are rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Not much going on right now, Dan. You're just a little slow on eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and 270, and we've got a disabled vehicle on eastbound 70 at Lindbergh. Everything else is just starting to get some volume growing on the highways. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
In a Nobel Prize-winning discovery, nitric oxide was found to have miraculous benefits for your heart, blood pressure, energy levels, immune system, memory, even your sexual performance. In fact, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. But did you know that it's also good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jason Miller, creator of Peak Nitric Oxide. I've authorized giving away a free bottle to each of the first 100 callers. Discover the miracle of Peak Nitric Oxide, packed with clinically proven ingredients to improve your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, immune system, joints, mood, memory, and sexual performance. We'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. That's a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Isn't it time you tried something great for your body and your wallet? Discover how to get a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Be one of the first 100 callers to avoid missing out. 1-800-500-6202.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-700-7260 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial. So if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-700-7260. That toll-free number again is 1-800-700-7260.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it. And people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone, 314-645-6840 to find out more, arcamidwest.com. But you've tried the others, now try ARCA, 314-645-6840 or arcamidwest.com.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $389 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right, you can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $389 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Roll Down. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to their lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction, 90 days same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Our body is looking rock and roll.
I'm not there. You know I can be found sitting home all alone.
I know the devil's person can rock and roll. When I was alive, when I would ever come to St. Louis, I was on the KTRS. Even though they weren't even on the air yet. I also know it anyway. Thank you very much. A rare recording from the King. Light him up, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We welcome Leo. Hello, Leo.
Doing? I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm AM in the PM.
He asked us how we're doing. He gave me time to even respond. I could have said we're not doing very well, but we're doing fine, Leo. What's up? Cheer up, Leo. What's up?
Just calling about that red light camera. Now, my wife's had a few of those, and apparently the Missouri Supreme Court has said they can collect on those.
Yeah, see, that's what I heard, too. That
and they what they're doing is they are not sending out warrants. They're sending you your name to the collection agencies.
See, the reason I would pay it is I'd be that guy, that one guy they decide to make an example of. You know, like these people that pirate music, millions of people, and they pick out one teenager and they want $300,000 from them or something. I'd be the person. So I just figure, what the heck, I'd pay it. Because I don't think it's that big a deal. I don't think your insurance is going to go up. I don't think it's a points against your license.
No.
It is what it is. So I'll tell your wife to slow down.
Actually, she's going through the red light. So.
Yeah. Oh, she doesn't even slow down. She just blows
through. No, she just blows right through them.
All right, Leo. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye. And here's Delbert. Hello, Delbert.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. First of all, I'm AM and the PM.
Well, a lot of people are.
Well, if they have any sense, they are. Listen, I'm a retired police officer in Illinois, and I was listening to Peon's list there. And, you know, people used to ask me after I retired, so how do I get out of a ticket? I say, well, first of all, don't break the law. second of all, why? You don't have to tell a police officer anything. You just hand them your driver's license, insurance, registration card, and you don't have to answer any questions beyond that.
Okay, but Delbert, don't you agree? You were a cop. If you stop somebody and you were nice, you walked up and said, "Good afternoon, how are you this evening? You know you were speeding. Do you have any idea how fast you were going?" And they say nothing. They just look at you. Wouldn't you think, what's up with this person? Or if you said, and I've had this asked too, and quite frankly, I don't know why this is a necessary question. So, where are you headed? Where are you going? That's none of their business. But if you said that's none of your business, wouldn't you as a cop all of a sudden go, well, we have an attitude here?
Absolutely.
And then wouldn't you kind of make a decision right then to make this guy's life miserable?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Having the right to do something doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea.
That's what I was going to preface it by saying, but just recognize that if you just hand a driver's license out the window and that's all you're going to say, which is perfectly legal, the idea that you're going to get a ticket is probably pretty high. And to be very honest with you, I've had people do that. My very first thought, great, I'll write the ticket and move on about my business. And that's what I did.
Okay, because I know what you're saying, and I agree. You don't have a chance of getting out of it if you don't say anything. Whereas if you talk and you're polite and you're respectful, you may very well get a warning and have a cop go, you know what, slow down, be on your way, have a nice day. But you're not going to do it by saying, I don't have to talk to you.
Right, absolutely. You know, you're exactly right. If I were pulled over today, I would, you know, I'd give my big spiel and see what, and, you know, roll the dice. Because if I don't say anything, chances are very high I'm going to get the ticket.
Yeah, well, that's good advice, Delbert. How long were you a cop?
22 years.
And where?
In a small town in Illinois, in Greene County.
Okay, pretty far from St. Louis, right? Like,
yeah,
a couple
about
hours?
50 miles north.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, we're glad you listened. We appreciate it.
Hey, I love you guys.
Well, we love you, too, not in a sexual way. We love you, too, Delbert. All right, thank you. There goes Delbert, former cop. Now, that is true. You do not have to say anything, but my advice would be, wow, you want to ensure getting a ticket? Pull that I don't have to speak to you business.
Hey, I cut one off.
You cut one?
I know, I cut one. That's why he pulled
that'll
me over.
That'll get you a ticket. Cop walks up and goes, good afternoon, sir, and Dan says,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Okay. Okay, I'm out of here. Slow
down. I'm not
going
to speak, but here you go.
Slow down. Here's my license.
I have the right to remain silent but deadly.
I actually cut a cop off where I was, I thought I had a lane and I didn't, and he had the right of way, and I noticed I didn't have a lane, so then I just sped up and actually cut him off. He was mad, and he pulled me over, and I realized it. And when he said, "Why didn't you pull over right away?" I said, "There wasn't a safe place to pull over for you to get out of the car."
That's a good one. I was thinking of you, officer.
And there wasn't. There really wasn't. It was around a turn, and the shoulder was pretty narrow. So I pulled up a little further, and then pulled over. And then he said. He said, all right. He goes, do you know why I pulled you over? And you could tell he was mad. I said, I cut you off. I'm sorry. I didn't. I thought I had a lane. And as soon as I realized it, I just gunned it. And I'm sorry I cut you off. And he just looked at me and he said, all right. That is confusing right there. Just be careful next time. And just walked off.
I'm telling you, man, if I wrote a handbook, and I've been stopped a lot of times, I have a couple of basic pieces of advice. Don't be a smart you know what, don't argue, don't get defensive. If he says I clocked you at 80 and you go, no way, you know, don't do that. Yeah, my response to that, if they say I got you at 80, I always say, well, I wouldn't have been, I'm surprised. I thought it was more like 85. I actually thought I was going faster. It diffuses everything. There's no argument. They don't want to argue. They don't want to fight you. They like a little respect, and they deserve a little respect. You don't have to take any BS. You don't have to answer unnecessary questions. But at the same time, don't have an attitude, for goodness sakes. Let's put Tom on here. Hello, Tom. Oh, Tom.
Hi, guys. Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I was calling in response to an earlier caller first, and that was that I don't believe the Missouri Supreme Court has settled on paying or not paying your red light camera tickets.
Right.
And I believe within the last week, there's been a ruling in appellate court here in Missouri that said that that those cameras are unconstitutional because they do not tie a moving violation to points.
Okay.
So, first point is that if you're going to get a ticket and you're moving in your car, then there should be points attached to it, and it is part of the Constitution of Missouri, and that was just ruled within the last week. So, contrarily, that's actually been ruled. So, secondly, and I have about three of them out there right now.
Yeah.
Two of them are rolling through a right on red, and so they just seem kind of silly to me. If you are, pulling into an intersection, and you're going to make a right on red, and you take a look left and right, and nobody's coming, and you make that right.
Why is that a violation?
Well, it is if you don't make a complete stop.
Ah.
Yeah, you have to stop for, like, so many seconds.
Okay.
Exactly. So I have $200 in tickets out there. I haven't paid them. They're since, both of them are from 2010 and 2011, The only thing that I get out of them are collection agency letters. I check my credit, and they're not on there because they haven't reported them. I don't think they can report them.
No, they can't. They
challenge them if they did.
Yeah, they can't report them.
Yeah, that was going to be my first question, was what does this do to your credit history, your credit rating?
So it's nothing.
You say nothing.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. They just try to send you strongly worded letters.
To scare you.
Just to,
scare tactic.
You owe us $100, pay us $100, is what it comes down to. It's certainly not a settled question in Missouri as to whether the state constitution allows for these tickets. And like I said, in fact, the most recent ruling that if you look it up, within about the last week, is that it is unconstitutional with an appellate court. So, anyway, a little info.
All right, Tom.
But anyway.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. A lot of good calls here. Yeah. Scott, let's see if Scott can continue and also be a good call. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. A friend of mine was a deputy sheriff, and as far as how you treat the officer when you get pulled over, oh, absolutely, I agree with you. He said he comes up to a car, and there's no idea what they're walking into, if it's just an innocent speeding ticket and someone just kind of got away from them, or you could have a gun ready to blow their head off.
No, the guy could have just killed his wife. He's on the run. Yeah, you don't know.
And so if you get stopped, and yeah, I used to have a Corvette in my younger days, and so it's, yes, sir, no, sir, oh, I'm sorry, sir, it won't happen again, sir. And the easier you can make it on him, because I don't want to say that every policeman, when they come up to your car, is scared to death, but they don't know what they're getting into. If you can make it not a bad experience for them, you stand a much better chance of getting away with a warning.
Scott, I will tell you what I don't do, though, and I'm glad you mentioned sir. I'm an old man. If a guy stopping me is 28 years old, I won't say yes or no, sir, because now I've crossed over to the point of being absurd. It's like I'm trying too hard to respect this guy. He's a kid to me. I respect him. Yes, I'm sorry. I was speeding. But I, for whatever reason, I cannot bring myself to call him sir, because he's a lot younger than I am. That may or may not be the right thing to do, but I almost feel stupid, and I think he's thinking, this old guy calling me sir, he's scared to death, he's overdoing it. It just seems overdone to me.
Or officer.
Yeah, officer. I've done that, but I've never, ever been disrespectful. I've never challenged, well, we'll just see about this in court. I've never done that. I'll call my lawyer. Never, never. And most of the time, I get off with a warning.
And what I've done before, and I think we've talked about it on the show before, I'll get my license out, and I'll stick my hands on my steering wheel with my license in my hand.
And by the way, roll both front windows down.
Yeah, roll the window down.
Both of them. Do the right one, too. All right, appreciate it.
And he asked why you were speeding. Do not use the excuse, my wife's about to become pregnant, and I want to be there when it happens.
No, that's not going to fly. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Yeah, my wife's about to become pregnant. That's pretty good, actually. Except they would know better. With me, that wouldn't work. If you're going to do that one, try that in like your 20s or 30s. Then you have a better chance.
Wife.
We have to, debatable. We have to take another break and keep the calls coming. We'll take more next hour. Hipperson's not into the latter part of the hour, so we'll keep this going. American Equity Mortgage, the longest running advertiser on this show. 21 years. In 21 years, I don't have all the numbers. I have an average. I know what the average savings is for their average customer per month when people decide to get out of that credit card debt. It's $640. That's the average. That's money in your pocket to do whatever you want with that you didn't have before when you were making minimum credit card payments. That's one of the big things they do at American Equity Mortgage, is they teach homeowners how to use the equity in the house to borrow money the smart way. Of course, the other thing they do is help you get a house if you don't have one. And to renters everywhere, I say, wow, there's no greater, well, there is a greater feeling. Orgasm is a greater feeling. But it's a great feeling once you have a home, your own home. And you got the keys and you own the property and nobody can tell you what colors to paint the wall in the dining room. And it's a great, great feeling. It's a great tax deduction. And then if you're lucky, it'll appreciate. And one day you decide to get a bigger place or a different place, you sell it, you actually make a little money. They help people do that, too. They are American Equity Mortgage, top of the heap. If you just listed all these mortgage companies, I'll bet you in every category you could score them, probably at the top or near the top, and every one would be American Equity Mortgage. That's why so many of these other places copy them in the commercials they do. Perfect or less than perfect credit. Where'd you hear that first? I think American Equity Mortgage. Don't get confused when it comes to the phone number. You want to make sure you call the right one. You can get them online at AmericanEquity.com or this number, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Get a look at traffic now and check in. Here's Tim Weiland.
Running a little bit slow on eastbound 70 between Madison and Cole Street up in North County. West eastbound 270 is heavy approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. And on southbound 270, it's just some heavy volume now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken and 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's round ball time again. This Friday, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Lions of Southeastern Louisiana at Mizzou Arena. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7.
Missouri wins it 104-67.
It's a cat fight as the Tigers take on the Lions. This Friday on the Big 550.
Bang!
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Have you thought about Christmas yet? Yep, it's just around the corner. And now is the perfect time to visit the beautiful city of Maplewood and stop by the jeweler that everybody knows. Yes, Paramount Jewelers has been sparkling since 1946. Check out their amazing selection and customer service where they serve one customer at a time. Just look for the classic sign that is an official landmark located at 7348 Manchester across from Maplewood Square. Or visit ParamountJewelers.com and let your holidays shine bright.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC